a bright golden haze on the meadow.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of the Bing Crosby Show. On this episode, it's a March 19th episode, 1952, and it has Jimmy Stewart as his guest, which I just love to hear Jimmy Stewart on the show, as you know. Fran Warren is also a guest. Fran Warren's going to sing I Hear a Rhapsody, and then Jimmy Stewart and Bing are going to have some fun again with Jimmy Stewart being nervous and things, and they have some fun with the clothing that you have to wear in Palm Springs and stuff. So I think you're going to enjoy it. And we get to spend some time in a mud bath with them as well. And they talk about Jimmy Stewart's picture, Bend in the River, and which is a wonderful picture with Jimmy. And I just love his Western pictures from the 1950s. They're so good. Jimmy Stewart in the 1950s was so amazing. He has this career that's just nuts. I can't think of anybody that comes close to it except for maybe Tom Hanks in the modern age. But he would be switching off between Anthony Mann cowboy pictures, adult westerns are just phenomenal, every one of them. And then he would be switching off and do work for Alfred Hitchcock. And being I think he was in 4 different Hitchcock films during that time frame, more or less, and 5 different westerns with Anthony Mann, I think, and then a few other pictures with Anthony Mann too, the Glenn Miller story and things like that. So, anyway, enjoy Jimmy Stewart in his prime with Bing Crosby. It's a lot of fun, and Fran Warren as well. So we'll see you next time.
Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions.
Sound off,
sound off,
sound off for Chesterfield.
Good evening, folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Crosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back with a milder one.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today!
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Fran Warren and Mr. Jimmy Stewart. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plaza Theater in Palm Springs, it gives me great pleasure to bring you Chesterfield's singing cowboy, Bing Crosby.
Pardon, I got to bring you up to date. I ain't no singing cowboy. I'm the real thing. I'm a genuine article.
You are, huh?
Yes, sir. Last night I slept away out in the desert with the stars for my blanket and a rock for my pillow.
Real rugged, huh?
Yep. Only cost me $25 a day, too.
That's a bargain.
mortgage. Why? You must have a due bill or something. On the level, Bing, where are you staying?
No, I'm quartered out to the Rogers Ranch Club.
Oh, very swank spot. But I meant to ask you, did you hear that siren go off this
morning? Hear it? I certainly did.
What was that, an air raid warning?
No.
Fire alarm?
No.
What then?
Well, that's an alarm that goes off every time a tourist tries to sneak out of town without a box of dates. Got to have it.
I'm okay. I got mine.
Oh, me too. I got the stuffed models.
Oh,
I got
the good one.
Well, let's do some music, huh, Ken? We got a little number here we're going to do now. It's an old-timer being revived in the current Warner Brothers picture, See You in My Dreams. Red Nichols is going to fill in the empty spots here.
Well, it had to be you. Yes, it had to be you. I've traveled around and I finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, could make me be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they ain't gonna do. For nobody else gives me a thrill. You got your faults, but I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Yes, it had to be you. Oh, it had to be you. I've traveled around and I finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, would make me be glad just to be sad thinking about you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they ain't gonna do. For nobody else gives me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. Oh, it had to be you.
The mask is off. Yes, the mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is the first to name all its ingredients, and here they are.
Chesterfield uses the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh by the only tried and tested moistening agents, proved by over 40 years of continuous use in USA tobacco products as entirely safe for use in the mouth. Pure natural sugars and chemically pure, harmless, and far more costly glycerol. Nothing else. You can be glad if you smoke Chesterfields, because they give you every advantage known to modern science.
For you, this means that Chesterfields are much milder with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste, all for your smoking pleasure and protection. They satisfy millions. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure now of presenting a young lady who is known to all of you as one of our top girl singers, one of our top recording artists. She's out here in California. making a picture with Abbott and Costello, and we were lucky to catch her, Miss Fran Warren.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bing.
Fran, what are you going to sing for us?
Well, I thought I'd do the old standard, I Hear a Rhapsody.
Oh, good tune. You got a good record on it, too, haven't you?
An MGM one.
Well, I know we'll boost the record. We'll plug everything here. Charlie Farrell, everybody. Step right over there, Fran, and take over. Now, you got it. Brilliant, brilliant, Fran, and thank you. Now ankling in is an old pal of mine, and he's one of our most popular and prominent picture actors. Matter of fact, this tall, lanky gent has been starred in some of the greatest pictures to come out of Hollywood. He's got a darn good Technicolor one out now, a picture called The Bend of the River. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Jimmy Stewart. Jim, it's nice to see you down here. Where are you living in Palm Springs?
Oh, I'm staying in a very swanky place.
Oh, you are? Where are you bivouacked? La Paz, Biltmore, Horace Heights, Lone Palm?
No, I'm staying at Conky Conkright's Cozy Cactus Court.
Tell the whole thing with K's, I'll bet. Where's this place located, Jim? I don't recall it.
No, it's way out here in the desert.
Oh, yeah? They got a swimming pool there?
No, but they dug the hole.
Well, why don't they put the water in it?
Well, they do. The wind keeps blowing it out.
Well, Jim, the wind is just going to blow way out there in the desert. Not in town, mind you, but out in the desert it's going to blow. But, Jim, if you really want to dunk the body or go for a swim, come over to my place. Drop by, huh?
Well, I can't go swimming, Bing.
Why not?
Well, I forgot to bring the top piece to my bathing suit.
Get out, get out. No one wears a top piece down here.
No one?
No.
I better get out of here.
I mean, the men don't. Of course, that nearly goes for the women, I guess.
Oh. Well, then I'm not going swimming.
Oh, Jim, now you've got to go swimming to enjoy Palm Springs. You got to take in all the outdoor sports and everything. Listen, how about putting on a pair of shorts and we'll have a game of tennis?
Golly, isn't there anything you can do in this town with your clothes on?
Jimmy! Everybody comes here to soak up some sun.
Yeah, I was in the Chi-Chi bar last night. That wasn't sun they were soaking up in.
Oh, you were at the Chi-Chi, huh? Yeah. Did you see Sally Rand do her fan dance?
No, not me. No. The minute I saw those ostrich feathers, I ran outside and stuck my head in the sand.
Oh, you're the shyest guy I've ever seen. Have you always been so bashful?
No. No, Bang. As a matter of fact, I wasn't the least bit bashful until I got to be about 8 years old.
What happened then?
Well, I was out in the yard looking at the birds, and I got stung by a bee. And so I started to ask questions.
And you were bitterly disillusioned, now. But looky here, Jim, I just got to get you outside in the sun. I got to get you out in the air. It's wonderful. How about going for a horseback ride?
Well, I did an awful lot of horseback riding in Bend of the River.
Oh, what a thrilling picture that was,
Jim. Did you like it?
Gee, that scene where you crawled through the brush and you wiped out all those Indians, well, that was really something.
Yeah.
I never figured you were such a rugged fella.
Well, with my clothes on, I'm pretty brave.
Say, what kind of Indians were those you had in the picture, Jim? I want to ask you.
They were the Shoshones.
Dag nabbit, I thought I recognized him.
You did?
Sure, I'm a member of the Shoshone Paiute tribe up in Nevada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my name is Chief Running Deer. I'm very close to those Shoshones up in Oregon.
Yes, I know.
What do you mean?
Well, I got shot in the hip with an arrow that had Bing Crosby Enterprises stamped on it.
Well, of course, all the Shoshones, they do a lot of trading among one another. As a matter of fact, there's no business like Shoshone business.
It's like Shoshone business. No, well, Bing, I'm... I'm sorry. Excuse
Jimmy,
me.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just sneezed. I'm sorry.
Never, never do that in Palm Springs. Man, that could lead to a jail sentence.
Why is that? Why?
Well, this is a desert resort. It's against the law to have a cold around here.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yes, this is very, very serious.
Oh, really?
You know, a fella sneezed in the racket club 10 years ago, and Charlie Farrell's hair turned snow white.
You gotta watch it, boy. Oh, well, that's what I'm very sorry.
Jimmy! Watch it now, will you? If the Chamber of Commerce hears about this, they'll ride you out of town on a four-way cold tablet. Man, you get tired of Kleenex trying to get out.
Maybe it's an allergy. Maybe I'm allergic to ostrich feathers.
Yes,
maybe.
Stay away from the cheese. No, you just got a cold, Jim, and you know what I'm going to do for you?
What?
I'm going to cure it.
How's that?
You need the healing waters. A mineral bath. And I'm going to take you over to the Indian Hot Springs right across the street here. That hot water and that mud will knock your cold in a jiffy.
Are you sure about that, Ben?
Certainly. These baths are sensational, and they're only right across the street here. Just take a move. Come on, we got to get outside. You know? Come on along.
No, Bing. Now, every time I go someplace, I get into trouble.
How can anyone get in trouble taking a bath?
Well, look what happened to Lily St. Cyr. No.
That's nothing like this. Now, come on.
Okay.
Well, here we are, Jim. Here we are, Jim. Here's the famous Indian baths, the oldest historic spot in Palm Springs. You know that? The mineral water of these baths boils from the depths of the earth at 60 gallons per minute. Boy, this will really take the weight off you, Jim.
Well, I have no weight. If I lose anything, it'll just have to be skin.
Well, you'll get puckered up, I'll guarantee you that. Oh, there's a... Here now. Well, there's the Indian. He must be the fella in charge here now. Just let me do the talking, Jim.
Okay, you go ahead. The only Indian words I know are how and ug.
Well, your accent's bad. I'll handle it here now. How? Me Shoshone Paiute, me running deer.
Me little white cloud.
Well, Chief, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step inside. We're going to step inside and take our baths now, if you'll pardon us.
Okay. You like them sailboat to play with?
No. We don't want no sailboats.
Okay, let's go in.
Oh, no, wait.
Not that door. That's the ladies' side.
I told you, you always get me in trouble.
Nothing happened. You never got hurt. Now, come on in.
Gosh, look at that thing boil.
Of course, Jim. That's a natural hot springs. Come on, now, peel off your clothes and get in there. Last one in's a rotten egg.
You know, it kind of smells like rotten eggs in here.
Oh, that's just the sulfur and the mineral. Oh. As soon as I get this off, now I'll be all set.
Gee, Whisper, you sure are the dude.
What do you mean, a dude?
Oh, wearing a money belt with garters.
Well, thanks for calling it a money belt. Come on, Jim. It's the best laughing band we ever had down here. Come on, Jim. Now help me off with this thing, will you?
Okay.
Oh, that feels better.
Say, they leave marks, don't they?
They sure do. Jim, what's that mark on your hip there? What is that, a tattoo?
No, that's where I got shot with the arrow.
Well, Crosby Enterprises arrows leave fancy marks. Or... Well, I guess I'll jump in.
That mud's pretty thick. Suppose we get stuck in there.
I belong to the Otter Club. We get stuck to tow us out.
Okay, here I go.
I'm right with you. Isn't this living, Jim?
Yeah. This is... Holy smoke, Bing. You know what?
What?
We forgot to lock the door.
What are you worrying about? We're in mud up to our necks.
Whoops!
Oh.
Howie says.
You like to cook them hot dogs in mud while you take them bath?
No. I don't care for that. I'm not hungry.
Me cooking pot roast in there right now.
You know something? I think I'm sitting on it.
Good. Now you chief sitting on bull.
By golly, White Cloud, that's a crackerjack.
Hey, where Big Chief Arrow and Bottom go?
Well, he's around. Wait a minute. I'll be darned. I guess he ducked under the mud when you came in.
Okay, me leave.
Goodbye. Now, I gotta get to pull Jimmy out of here. Oh, no, that's the pot roast. Eh? Wait a minute now. Well, this must be Jimmy. It's either him or somebody threw a golf club in here. One or the other. Up you come, Jimmy. Up we go. Here we come now.
Golly, Bing, you know there's a catfish down there a foot long.
I thought I felt something gumming my toe.
Bing.
Bobby Guy. You know, he's gone.
Bing, I wish you'd lock that door.
Well, you don't have to duck every time someone comes in here. Now, lay back. Relax. Cure your cold, boy. Oh,
okay.
Oh, there he goes again. Now, come on up out of there, Jim.
All clear?
Relax. Will you take it easy and relax?
Gosh, Mabel, that water looks hot. Oh, you'll just love it, Agnes.
Gosh, Bing, it's girls.
Yes, but they're on the other side of the wall. We're on the men's side. They're on the women's side.
Well, as soon as I get this off, I'll be all set.
Gosh, do girls wear those too?
Oh,
Oh, boy, that feels good.
Don't I know it, dearie?
Help me with mine, Agnes.
Okay. Come on, Agnes, let's go.
I'm getting out of here.
Now, don't be silly. We got as much right here as they have.
Oh, my gosh, Agnes. Men!
Oh! Yoo-hoo!
Agnes!
Hey, what? Did you hear that, Bing?
Oh, we're safe. We're safe, Jim. Now, take it easy. Relax. Enjoy your bath. Cure your cold. This mud is the money, boy.
Hey, Bing, what was that mud song you used to sing all the time? What
mud song?
Now, when the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the people gather around and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud.
What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no band. They chime by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow.
Chewing on a cud.
When the people beat the feet, when the people beat the feet, when the people beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
The mask is off. Yes, the mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is the first to name all its ingredients.
And Chesterfield gives you every advantage known to modern science, supervised by experts in the most modern research laboratories. And Chesterfields are made by experts in the most modern cigarette factories. Outside independent consultants include scientists from leading universities.
For you, this means that Chesterfields are much milder with an extraordinarily good taste. And no unpleasant aftertaste, all for your smoking pleasure and protection. Sound off for Chesterfields and do it today. Much milder with a better taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield's the one to buy. Millions say they satisfy. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Bureau of Musical Statistics tell me that this next song is definitely numero uno.
Tell me why, though I try to forget. Tell me why I think of you yet. I know I'll never be free. What has happened to me? Tell me why. When we danced until three, tell me why my heart couldn't see. I never dreamed of romance. Never gave it a chance. When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, I should have known the day you came my way that this is the time and the place. Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why.
Mm-hmm.
It was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why. You know, please tell me why.
Thank you. Thank you, group. And now our thanks to Fran Warren and Jimmy Stewart, and also to Viola Vaughn and Jerry Hausner. Little White Cloud, that is, for joining us here in the Springs. See you next week then, folks. And meanwhile, remember, Chesterfields are much milder with an extraordinarily good taste. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions. Good night, folks, and thank you very, very much.
Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Marilyn Maxwell and Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical hit by Cole Porter and Bella and Samuel Spiewak, Kiss Me, Kate, starring Gordon McRae and his celebrated guest, Patrice Munsell. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Patrice Munsell and I are going to give you our impression of some of the memorable moments from one of the most delightful musicals of our time. In Kiss Me, Kate, Cole Porter and Bella and Samuel Spiewak fashioned a play within a play.
And it's all about the excitement of the theater. We're a couple of actors. My name is Lily Vanessi.
And my name is Fred Graham.
We used to be married, and we're meeting for the first time in several years to star together in a revival of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew.
I'm the tamer.
And I'm the shrew.
It begins on an empty stage in Baltimore.
Not empty, but filled with the excitement, the glamour, the fast heartbeat of an opening night.
The job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past.
Another cane where the ulcers grow.
Another opening of another show.
4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse.
3 weeks and it couldn't be worse.
1 week will it ever be right?
Then out of the hat is that big bird's night.
Sure is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Another opening, just another opening of another show.
I went went to see Lily in a dressing room to wish her luck. But the old fight started the minute we got together.
Will you kindly stop upstaging me, Mr. Graham?
And I will thank you, Miss Vanessa, to stop calling me vile names on the stage.
Oh, Fred, do you know what day this is? Our anniversary, and you forgot.
What anniversary?
The first anniversary of our separation.
Oh.
You have no sentiment. Here.
Oh, a champagne cork. You've saved it all this time from our wedding breakfast.
Our wedding breakfast in my apartment.
You mean that one room over the Armenian bakery?
You're a fine one to complain.
Remember, it was right after we closed in the road in a British Viennese operetta that was laid in Switzerland.
But the costumes were Dutch.
And I was understudying the lead. I was the youngest understudy in the business.
No, dear. We were both in the chorus. There was a waltz in it, remember? Something about a bar.
Yeah, yeah. Madam, you are ravishing tonight. You have made me the happiest of men.
Your Highness.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. Wunderbar. What a perfect night for love. It's truly wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. We're alone and hand in glove.
Not a cloud near our bar.
Why, it's more than wunderbar.
Say you care, dear.
For your madly.
Say you long, dear.
For your kiss.
Do you swear, dear?
Darling, gladly.
Life's devoted, dear.
And you're mine, dear. Wunderbar, wunderbar. There's our favorite star above. What a bright, shining star.
There's an old saying in the theater, any opening night is a combination of magic and a curse. The magic was on stage that night, and the jinx was backstage. Bill Calhoun of the company had gambled away $10,000 in a floating crap game and signed my name to the IOU. So there were two gangsters backstage pointing their pockets in my direction. And on top of that, a bouquet I sent to Lois Lane, one of the younger gals of the company, got into the wrong dressing room.
Flowers for Miss Lily Vanessa.
Oh, snowdrops and pansies and rosemary. My wedding bouquet. He didn't forget. Fred didn't forget.
Strange, dear, but true, dear. When I'm
with you am I in love with a night mysterious. bouquet is beautiful.
Bouquet? Oh, yes, the bouquet.
I haven't read the card yet.
On stage, everybody.
Oh, well, don't read it. I'll tell you what it says. To Lily, the only woman I've ever loved, the only artist I've ever worshipped. Now give me the card and you can read it after the show.
Oh, Fred, did you really mean that?
With all my heart.
Then that's where I'm going to put the card. Next to my heart. There. And, Fred, dear, I'll never call you vile names again. Never.
You will, my sweet. You will.
Curtain going up. Places, everybody. Street scene, Padua. Act one, scene one. The Taming of the Shrew.
Not stars like L.B. Mayer's, are we?
But just a simple band who roams around the land, dispensing for the raw frivolity. If all who give distraction, are we?
No theater guild attraction, are we?
But just a crazy group who never sees the truth around the map of Little Italy. Open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of laughs in Cremona.
Our next stop is Parma, that's dingy, dingy Venice.
Then Mantua,
then Padua,
then we open again. Where? We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of dough in Cremona.
Our next stop is Parma, that goldy, moldy Venice.
Then Mantua,
then Padua,
then we open again.
Where?
In Venice.
Well, all you Shakespeare scholars know what happens in Taming of the Shrew. The cantankerous Catherine can't find a husband until the handsome, charming, witty, gracious Petruchio, me, arrives in Padua with this little ditty on his lips.
I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua. If wealthily, then happily in Padua. If my wife has a bag of gold, do I care if the bag is old? I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you mutter sounds, a loathsome lad you are. I shall not be disturbed a bit if she be but a quarter wit. If she can only talk of clothes while she powders her doggone nose. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you say, gadzooks, completely mad you are. 'Twouldn't give me the slightest shock if her knees now and then should knock, if her eyes were a wee bit crossed, were she wearing the hair she'd lost. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
With a honey, nanny, nanny, and a hen, hen, hen.
Not to mention money, money for a rainy day. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
Methinks Petruchio is a man like all the rest, and you don't have to be a Shakespearean scholar to know my opinion of men.
I hate men. I can't abide them even now and then. Of all the types I've ever met within our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Oh, I hate men. From all I've read alone in bed, from A to Z about them,
love is blind, then from the mind all womankind should rout them. But ladies, you must answer to, what would we do without them? Oh, I hate men.
It was at that point that she started hating men off stage as well as on. You see, she discovered the card and the flowers addressed to Lois.
Sending my bouquet to that...
All right. I sent the child some flowers.
But listen to this card. Let my lovely Lois shine through tonight, and there'll be a new star in the heavens. Thou jerk!
Lily!
Listen, I'm quitting the show. I'm not even going on for the Act One finale.
Lily, you can't do that! That's when I got a brilliant idea. The two gangsters backstage. I told them that they'd never be paid if the show closed. And close it would if Lily walked out. So, in the finale, the lovely Catherine was escorted on stage by two of the toughest-looking henchmen you ever saw in Padua, with guns in their togas. Come, my Bonnie Kate. I said come. To the marriage feast. So kiss me, Kate, and twice and thrice, every star living in paradise.
Bellissimo.
So kiss me, Kate, darling angel divine, for now thou shalt ever be,
now thou shalt ever be,
now thou shalt ever be,
mine.
We'll return for the second act of Kiss Me, Kate, in just a moment. Have you ever stopped to think about all the things you may find on a railroad passenger train? A train is a lot more than just a string of cars pulled by an engine. It may be looked on really as a home on wheels, a traveling hotel, ready for your convenience and comfort. So if you travel on business, the train is for you. It starts in town. It runs in all kinds of weather. And it saves you precious time because it has facilities and opportunities for study, for work, for conference, or for relaxation. And for sleeping as you ride, to arrive in town, rested and ready for the day ahead. And when you and your family plan your vacation this year, make up your mind to go in air-conditioned comfort by train. That way you leave behind the strain of long, hard driving on crowded highways. Your vacation begins the minute you step on your train. You enjoy to the full the conveniences of your hotel on wheels, where all the work of traveling is done for you. Where you are sure of good food and good sleeping. Where you enjoy relaxation and comfort as you watch the endlessly fascinating American scene unroll before your eyes. You'll not only have a wonderful time on the way, but when you arrive, you'll be fresh, really rested, and ready to have the time of your life in whatever part of America's fabulous vacation land you choose. Then, when it's time to leave, your traveling hotel is again waiting to serve you, ready to take you swiftly, safely, and comfortably home. That way, the railroad way, you will arrive refreshed, happily treasuring memories of the most wonderful vacation you ever enjoyed. Now here is Act Two of our Railroad Hour impression of the great Porter Spiewak hit, Kiss Me, Kate, starring Gordon McRae and Patrice Munsell. Our stage performance of Taming of the Shrew went merrily on its way. And the lovely Lily Vanessi was turning into as much of a shrew offstage as on. And my offstage self longed to tame her as much as my onstage self. So I meant every word I sang to that lovely, adorable
true. Would find that special face, the face which fills my dreaming. Would find the rhythm grace, would find the form so lithe and slender. Thine the arms so warm, so tender. Were thine the kiss divine. Were thine the love for me, the love which fills my dreaming. When all these charms are thine, then you'll be mine.
Aren't the only ones with tricks up their sleeves. I knew a way to tantalize my ex-husband. Jealousy. I'd tell him about all the men I'd know.
If a custom-tailored vet asked me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Ohio, Mr. Thorne calls me up from night till morn. Mr. Thorne wants cornered corn, and that ain't hay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex, who is keen to give me checks. And his checks, I fear, mean the Tex is here to stay. Always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris, plutocrat, wants to give my cheek a pat. If the Harris pat means a Paris hat, baby. Mais je suis toujours fidèle, darling, in my fashion. Oui, je suis toujours fidèle.
It was at that point that our opening night began to look like our closing night, because the two gangsters found out their boss had been bumped off and left the theater. So Lily was no longer playing the role of Catherine at the point of a pistol. And that means you're free to go, Lily. Nobody's forcing you to stay. You don't have to finish the show.
Thank you. Doorman, call me a cab, please.
Oh, Lily. And I thought I detected a new note of softness. Spark of affection, a glimmer of love.
You're not going to hypnotize me, Svengali.
But you can't walk out on me now, Lily.
You walked out on me once.
But I came back.
Your cab's waiting, Miss Vanessi.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Lily.
Strange dear, but true dear, when I'm close. The stars fill the sky, so in love with you am I. Even without you, my arms fold.
Oh,
in love with a joy delirious, when I knew that you could care. So taunt me and hurt me, deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love, so in love, so in love with you, my love, am I.
So I went on stage in the closing moments of Taming of the Shrew, prepared to play the scene without Catherine, ad-libbing around her speeches.
My dear Bianca and her newfound spouse, Brother Petruchio, daughter Catherine, feast with the best and welcome to my house. But where is Catherine? Where is she, Petruchio?
She will not come. The fouler fortune mine, and there an end.
What is your will, sir?
Darling, you came back.
Catherine, that cap of yours becomes you not. Off with the bauble and throw it underfoot.
Yes, my lord and husband. I am ever and always your servant and your slave.
Why, there's a wench. Come on and kiss me, Kate. Oh, kiss me, Kate. And twice and thrice.
Carissimo!
Here we start.
Bello.
Living in paradise.
Bellissimo!
Oh, kiss me, Kate, darling, angel divine. For now thou shalt ever be.
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 Mine.
Patrice Mincell will be back in just a moment. Kiss Me, Kate, with music and lyrics by Cole Porter and book by Bella and Samuel Spiewak, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. This year marks the 40th anniversary of Girl Scouting in the United States. And in the years since this organization was formed, it has helped millions of girls develop into happy, self-reliant adults and real assets to their community and their country. Today, more than 1,800,000 Girl Scouts are having fun while serving their communities and learning to be good citizens. So, happy 40th anniversary, Girl Scouts, and keep up the good work. Now, here again is the delightful Patrice Mincell.
Thank you, Gordon. Oh, that wonderful music and that delightful story.
And the pride and joy of the Met smiling at me across the microphone.
And put down your whip, boy. Just talk. You tame me. Who's on the show train next week, Gordon?
Well, Blanche Taybaum is our guest, Pat, and we'll be singing Countess Maritza.
Oh, we'll all be listening. Good night, Gordon.
Good night, Pat. Friends, before we go, there's no way to appeal to a tornado. I can only appeal to you. Tornadoes which swept through 6 southern states destroyed thousands of homes and hospitalized hundreds. These people need your help. Answer the call, will you? Give generously through your American Red Cross.
All aboard!
Well, sir, it looks as though we're ready to pull out, and so until next Monday night, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
Gordon McRae can be seen starring in Warner Brothers' About Face. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
There's more great music with the Telephone Hour next on NBC. This program...